Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, do you remember when the province brought in this so-called circuit breaker, these new restrictions? They were supposed to last for 3 weeks and they were going to expire on April 19th. Then they didn't. And I'm talking about the restriction on indoor dining and restaurants. I had the premier on the show a couple of weeks ago and I asked him about when are you going to lift those? So the indoor dining restrictions lifted after the May long weekend as well?
They're not grandfathered or sunsetted. Those are Dr. Henry's decisions. We have been following public health guidelines. The impact on our economic activity was far less than in other parts of the country. You've been covering these stories on the network and on your show. We tried to find a way to operate safely, and that was largely through Bonnie's leadership. She did not set out to shut things down, quite the contrary.
Yes, so when are you going to lift those restrictions? They've been extended at least until after the May long weekend. Personally, I don't think she's going to lift them when these travel restrictions get lifted. And yesterday, Dr. Bonnie Henry, because people were saying, where's the roadmap? Saskatchewan's got a roadmap. Quebec's got a roadmap. Where's BC's? And this is what she said the balancing act was in terms of how they decide to lift restrictions.
The number one goal is to reduce morbidity and mortality, so sickness and death from this virus. And immunization is one of the most important tools that we now have to do that. The second is to make sure we're not overwhelming our healthcare system. And right now, we still have very high rates of hospitalization, as you know, and of people in ICU. So we need to balance that over the next little while. And then, of course, we want to minimize the disruption that we are having on society. So all of those things will be considered, and we will have more details. We are absolutely talking with our colleagues across the country, but very specifically, charting our course here in BC.
And so when are they going to lift the restrictions? Again, a little bit clear as mud. I appreciate there's a bunch of moving parts, but no roadmap still. And this is a problem for so many small businesses. These restaurants are like dying, right? And they want some clarity. Sean Layton is the owner of Como Taperia. Is that how you say it? On Main and 7th. Hi, Sean.
Hey, Linda.
Taperia, probably.
Taperia.
Yeah, got
Taperia.
That at the last
You're
second.
Close enough.
Como Taperia on Main and 7th in Vancouver. Walk me through what the struggle's been like for you in the last many weeks dealing with these restaurant restrictions.
Well, I think mostly it's kind of a lack of clarity and a lack of, I don't want to use the word roadmap again, but just, you know, a plan on moving forward and what guidelines and what numbers we're looking for to be able to move forward. Mostly because we need to know, you know, when we need to bring our staff back. We need to know when to start ordering more liquor, more food, and prepping, et cetera. We're kind of lucky because we do have a small patio. So we are kind of operating as a business at the moment, mostly at a loss. But, you know, everyone's employed and we're having fun. But there's a lot of restaurants that don't have that luxury except for some of the bigger restaurants. And they need to hire people back. Like, we have people in our restaurant, too, that have left the industry or have moved back home out of town. So we need to rehire people. And, you know, if we're waiting on that press conference after the long weekend, we can't just open up right away. It's going to take a week and then we're losing a week. And we might not be able to get those employees back. So we just want to know if it's happening or if it's not and just get a little bit of notice.
I mean, yes, yay for patios, especially with the weather getting nicer. But I'll let that fire truck or whatever it is go by. Okay. But having said that, how long can you limp along with the revenue just from a patio?
Well, you know, like our patio, we just renovated it. It's beautiful. We're very happy to have it. And it's been busy, but we can only operate 5 days a week right now with the number of staff that we have because we don't know when we're going to reopen. And to be honest, even with a full patio for those days, for the full day, that's only about 20% of our revenue of what we'd normally be doing if we compared it to last year. So without those subsidies, we'd be losing money and it would look very grim. And you know, we've been doing very well, and I think we're a pretty popular restaurant. I could only imagine with restaurants that are possibly struggling and do struggle anyway in the summer because of patios, they need those indoor dining. And the idea of things like takeout is a money loser for us and for a lot of our colleagues. It's a nice way to keep in touch with your customers, but it's not making many restaurants any money. So we need to be back inside as soon as possible. And I, you know, we all respect the restrictions and we respect the fact that numbers have to go down. But we would just like, you know, a bit of clarity on when it's going to happen, because there is a lot of things we have to do before we reopen.
Yeah, like a roadmap. Wouldn't that be nice? And I know that in Saskatchewan, what they're doing is they're allowing restaurants to reopen with specific capacity. Would that at least be like, okay, you can reopen indoor dining, but it's got to be at whatever, 30% or 40%? I mean, would that even help?
Linda, absolutely. Like, I keep in touch with a lot of other owners and colleagues in the industry, and we're all expecting something like 50%. We have seen that roadmap from Saskatchewan. We're a Spanish restaurant, so I always keep up with what's going on in Spain. And every province in Spain basically has something of 30 to 50% with curfews lifted, and they've got like a week-to-week sort of guideline of the way it's happening as well. And that's all we want. Like 50% plus a patio for us specifically would be amazing. Like even if it was a little lower than that, we'd still get by. And we're totally expecting that. We're definitely not expecting back to 100%. If that does happen, amazing. But, you know, we do need a little bit, you know, hopefully after the May long weekend.
Yeah, for me, it would just be nice if they would reveal that our plan is that if the numbers get to, say, I'm making this up, below 250, then we're going to do this or that, with the proviso that if things change, we're going to have to put the restrictions back on. But I think all of us, I mean, not even just eateries, although it's way more dramatic for you because of the financial implication, but I think just average British Columbians are going, what's the plan, so people can start planning their lives and having a little bit of hope.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, we're trying to keep our staff all in, all with jobs, as well as, you know, having good faith and having good attitudes when they come to work, because they want to come back and we want them back. But, you know, the fact that we're all being immunized right now as well, it's going to be a lot safer. And, you know, we've created these safe spaces inside and, you know, the numbers are falling. We need to get back. We need to get back to work. No one wants to be sitting at home anymore. Like, even when we are busy, our staff minimum are getting about 3 to 4 shifts a week. We're down about 35% when it comes to staffing numbers right now, and we have people that want to be hired back. So, yeah, it's also like it's a mental thing. Like, you know, these staff, they need to be making money and work, but they also want to come back to work, and they're missing the interactions. They're missing our customers, and yeah, they at the end of the day, they need to work.
Well, Sean, I hope we all get some clarity soon. I keep waiting for it. Just something, a glimmer, just a tiny idea of what they're thinking would be helpful. I hope that we'll get some clarity, some idea of where they're going after the May long weekend, but I hear you. I mean, it's been going on way too long. So good luck to you.
Thank you very much, Linda. Fingers crossed. We'll be back. Yeah. We'll be back, you know, stronger than ever eventually.
And when we can, I'll go check out your patio. I'll go check out your indoor dining.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thanks so much, Sean.
Thank you.
Sean Layton, he's the owner of Como Taperia on Main and 7th in Vancouver. I'm pretty sure that his story resonates with a lot of people. I mean, what about you? Has your job been affected because you're in the hospitality industry, or your business is just like contracted to the point where you're like, okay, I'm doing the math and I don't know, maybe a month more, I'm not sure. Oh, we're hoping for some sort of clarity from Dr. Bonnie Henry fairly soon as to what are their goalposts. What are they thinking in terms of how low do the numbers have to be? How many people have to be vaccinated before you lift the restrictions that we're under? Can you believe that we have not seen friends outside of your immediate one or two people since, has it been since November?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my, I'm so deprived. Eric, I want to talk to you in a second, but I want to pull in Ryan from Langley. Ryan works at a BC winery. Hey, Ryan, how are these restrictions impacting you?
is endlessly affecting me. Not only do I miss Sean's face at Como, but for the last year, I've spent all my time politely begging for appointments. But every time I even can get one, the restaurants are incredibly nervous to even buy anything because they're not sure if they're going to be shut down tomorrow or out of business the next day. So every day it's the shampoo lifestyle where it's lather, rinse, repeat. Do I have a job today? Is it going to be open tomorrow? So it's definitely affected me, and we've barely been staying afloat.
Tell me about the winery you work at.
It's delicious. It's Indigenous World Winery. We're in West Kelowna. And
what's the name of it?
Indigenous World Winery. Okay. We're the only 100% family-owned Indigenous winery.
That's cool. And so what you have to do, because your job is then you essentially are selling product to the eateries.
Yeah, I sell to restaurants and stores, and it has been beyond a struggle. I wouldn't even say a struggle is the right word for it. I have to pull the thesaurus to find the correct word.
So I guess at the end of the day, when we talk about restrictions, there's a trickle-down effect. It's not just the restaurant, it's all the people that service the restaurant as well.
Oh, it's all the way downhill. Everyone's affected way beyond even just the restaurants, but you know, if we can get the restaurants back up and running, we'll all follow suit.
Do you make Pinot Grigio?
We make a Pinot Gris.
Pinot Gris. That's
a healthy
close
amount
enough.
Of it.
I will taste it because I happen to be a wine fan. Good luck to you, Ryan.
Thank you so much, Linda. Take care.
You as well.
Ryan's biggest fan.
You know, that's the thing, really, is that, you know, you talk about these endless restrictions. Just even, I don't know if you guys care about this, but I do. The fact that I can't see my closest pals, my brother and his wife. And I love seeing you, Amir. I really do. Thank God for you. I swear, and I'm not even making that up. Thank God that you have been here and that I've been able to see you and talk to you and engage with you and see your face throughout the show. Because when I worked from home, that sucked the big one.
It goes both ways. Yeah, for sure.
I miss you guys so much. Linda, since I've been home, I've seen, other than my grocery store and my cannabis dispensary and the liquor store, which I go to, I'm becoming very good friends with all these people. But other than that, Linda, I've seen one face. And again, I'm an introvert and I don't mind being alone. But even me now, I'm like, yesterday I was pacing, talking to Teenie as I do. And I'm like, I would just like to see someone's face and be in the same vicinity while feeling safe and comfortable. So I feel that in a major way.
Yeah, and I'm not an introvert. I mean, so blessed. I have some of the best friends in the world, and I saw a lot of them, and I miss it. Taking for granted the fact that hey guys, what are you doing? Why don't we meet on a patio and we'll have dinner on Thursday night or whatever? Mm-hmm. Can't do it. And I realize how much it has impacted the quality of my life. And doing the Zoom thing, I have some girlfriends were like, hey, let's do a Zoom glass of wine. And I'm like, yeah, okay, but it's not the same.
It's not the same. And I don't know if you guys have experienced this, but I find myself in those customer service situations wanting to make extra conversation. I don't though, because I feel awkward about it, but I want to start telling them about my life and that kind of thing because I'm so, you know, yearning for that kind of connection. Have you guys experienced that?
100%. But if I see somebody trying to do that to me and I dodge them like the plague. To your point, no, that's a thing. And back to the business thing really quick. Like, I know businesses are important and making money, but the mental health must be deteriorating way faster than some of these businesses are. Like, I feel so much sympathy for anybody having to deal with that struggle of having to get up in the morning knowing that you're fighting a battle that you probably aren't going to win.
You know, just when you were talking, I realized that it has been a year since I actually saw my brother's face and my sister-in-law Diane's face. And we ran into each other outside of my dad's care home. And my brother was driving the car. So I went over to kind of touch his arm and he almost sort of recoiled from me like, right. It's a pandemic, don't touch me. And I was like, oh my God, this is my family. And I haven't seen them or talked to them. And this whole dramatic time with my dad and all the drama and heartache around that, to not even be able to see your own bloody family is ridiculous. And I understand why. So I'm not saying, you know, why is there crazy restrictions? I know why they're doing it.